Grace and peace to you from our God and Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. What would you be willing to give in order that you may have peace, comfort, and joy about many things? Some people try to purchase peace, comfort, and joy by spending much on many things throughout their lives. Peace might come in the form of buying this or that new thing for the garage, this or that new piece of jewelry, this or that case of beer. Comfort might come in the form of buying this or that vacation, this or that herbal medicine, this or that cheeseburger. And joy might come in the form of buying gifts, perhaps for a grandchild, or buying a new toy to play with in the woods. Notice that all these things, in and of themselves, aren't necessarily evil. But I mention these things because it goes to show you how much we are willing to give, cough up, and fork over, how much we are willing to spend that we might feel better about ourselves. Perhaps you might have even said something like this: I would give my right arm for, and then you insert the blank. Let's take a look at Jesus' words. He talks about cutting off a hand, a foot, tearing out an eye, and relates that if these things cause you to sin, it would be better if they were gone, if it meant that your salvation, you inheriting life everlasting, you being at the Father's side, entering the kingdom of God, if that was all in jeopardy, what wouldn't you do to cut that out? What Jesus is doing here is not suggesting the mutilation of our bodies, of course. After all, we could cut off both of our hands, both of our feet, tear out both of our eyes, but our hearts could still remain cold as ice and hard as a rock. No, what Jesus is pointing out here is that to follow him, the man who is the resurrection and the life, to receive Jesus' mercy, to receive divine pardon from the Father, to receive the gift of basking in the glorious presence of God in heaven forever, this means you're going to need to sacrifice something. For the last few chapters in Mark's gospel, this is precisely what Jesus has been doing to people, showing them what they need to sacrifice. He comes to people and knows exactly what it is that they need to sacrifice. He knows what to say to them to get them to think more deeply about heavenly things, about spiritual things, about their current and their future life with or without God. To a woman who desired healing in chapter 5, after she grabs at Jesus to grab his garments and touch him, she says to her and to all the people gathered, "Who touched my garments?" Why does he say this? Well, he says this, that this woman might be given the opportunity to confess. To confess what she has done and to confess why she has done it. To the Syrophoenician woman in chapter 7, Jesus rebuffs her request to heal her daughter who has been possessed, saying that it isn't right to take children's bread and throw it to the dogs. Perhaps Jesus said this very stark thing to her because that's exactly what she needed to hear in order to open her eyes and her ears to hear about the reality of God in her presence once again. To the disciples in chapter 8, he says, "If anyone would come after me, let them deny themselves and take up the cross and follow me, for whoever would save his life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake and for the gospel will save it. For what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world, yet forfeits his soul?" In chapter 9, we meet a father whose son was afflicted by an unclean spirit, and who says to Jesus, "Lord, if you can do anything, help us, have compassion on us." Jesus turns the tables on this man and says, "If you can, it is possible. Everything is possible for one who believes." The father cries out, "I believe, help my unbelief." This man needed to sacrifice his unbelief. To a rich young man in chapter 10, what we'll hear about in a couple of weeks, Jesus says to this young man, sell all that you have, give to the poor, you will have treasure in heaven, and follow me. Jesus knows exactly what to say to each and every one of us to show us what it is that we may need to sacrifice to follow him. To you, he says this day, if your hand is causing you to sin, cut it off. If your foot is causing you to stumble, cut it off. If your eye is causing you to sin, tear it out. This is a summons, as Jesus says in our text, to be salted by fire. This is a call to sacrifice. But again, not to sacrifice your body parts. It is a call to sacrifice your sin. Your most favorite, precious, pet sins. The very thing that is keeping you from truly experiencing the peace, comfort, and joy that the Lord of life desires for you. You know what sins need to be sacrificed. And given whatever stage of life we are in, there are certain sins that bother us when we are younger that don't necessarily bother us when we are older, and vice versa. But we all struggle with that sin, the power of sin in our life from cradle to the grave. Again, you know what sins which need to be sacrificed. Perhaps it's an addiction hidden from everyone, spouse, children, but certainly not hidden from your God. Perhaps it's an infatuation with someone that's leading you to have adulterous thoughts. Perhaps it's your pride that has swelled your head like a balloon because of recent achievements, or maybe a life full of achievements, which makes you look down your nose so easily at so many people. Perhaps it's a frivolous use of money, and now you're drowning in debt, wondering how you're going to get out from under this financial burden. Maybe it's an ongoing negligence of spiritual things because you've been wasting so much time on things that don't ultimately matter. Perhaps it is years of anger and emotions that you've built up over the years, and since you don't know how to deal with that anger and that frustration, that resentment, it continues to grow like a cancer, and it makes you one irritable, mean person. Or perhaps it's being bigoted to a certain group of people. Whatever it is, you know what it is. You know precisely what it is that the Lord is requiring you to cut out of your life. But will you? You know what Jesus needs to take a scalpel to cut out like a skilled surgeon. Remember, Jesus has come not for the healthy after all, but for the sick. But will you let him? He wants it. He wants to take it from you. He has already laid claim to all of your sins when he died on that cross. They belong to him. They don't belong to you. He has rights to them, not you anymore. Brothers and sisters, this is how peace, comfort, and joy comes. Whether you've been a Christian your whole life or only for a couple years or for a couple months. And when this sacrifice is made, it will hurt at first. It always does. And every other time after that, as we struggle with sin all of our lives. Because life cannot continue the same way it was before. But life can continue in a better way, a more holy way, a life full of peace, comfort, and joy. Would you give your right arm for that? Would you give your right arm for this untold of peace, this comfort, this joy that comes through faith in Jesus? Would you give your right arm for that? Well, know that you don't have to give a hand or a foot or tear out an eye. It's actually even worse than that. You must give up your sin. And sin isn't given up so easily. But that's why Jesus died for you, after all. And so sacrifice to Jesus what Jesus has already given up his life for. People of God, you are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. Lay aside this weight. Lay aside this sin. which clings so closely to you that you may run with endurance the race set before you. Amen.